So we were facing problems. At that time, the problems constantly go on in the background, and we may do our services, but we do it mechanically. We don't do it wholeheartedly. Yes, at the very least, doing service mechanically is better than giving up the service. See, you have to know that Krishna is not a demanding God. He is an understanding God. Krishna understands our situation. So if we are having problems, He also knows it. And if in spite of the problems, we are trying to serve Him. See, Krishna sees not just our emotions. Krishna sees not just our feelings. Krishna also sees our feelings about our feelings. What does that mean? Sometimes we may be chanting and we just don't feel like chanting. Now, sometimes those feelings just come upon us. But what do we do at that time? We just think, you know, okay, how can I get rid of this chanting and move on with my life? Or you think, Krishna, you are so merciful, you are manifesting as the holy name. But somehow I am not feeling like chanting. Krishna, I don't want to feel like this. Now please help me to overcome this feeling. Please help me to put my heart. Please help me to chant nicely. So what is happening? The feeling is there. I don't feel like chanting. But then what is our feeling about the feeling? Are we welcoming that or are we fighting that? So in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 14 verses 22-23, Krishna urges us to see our feelings that come in our consciousness like visitors who come in our house. Prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava nadveshti sam pravrittani nanivrittani kaangshati udasina vadasinam gunayona vichayate gunavartantityeva yodishthati nengate. Krishna says that sometimes prakash, sometimes illumination, sometimes we feel very good, clear understanding. Pravritti, sometimes we feel a lot of passion. I have to do this, I have to do that, so many things I have to do. What is this? I am just sitting here doing nothing. Moha, sometimes you feel, what is there to do so many things? Ultimately, duniya to chalte rehne wali hai. Just relax. Sometimes you feel lazy. So like that, we go through different emotions. This prakash, pravritti and moha refers to three modes: goodness, passion and ignorance. So Krishna says, sometimes these feelings will come within us, sometimes they go away from us. So when they come, Krishna says, don't crave for them. Nadveshti sam pravrittani. Don't be resentful. Why am I feeling like this today? Nanivrittani kaangshati. And now, why am I not feeling, after it goes away, don't crave for it. Why am I not feeling like this now? Obviously, Krishna says, udasina vadasinam, be situated as if detached. Gunairyona vichalyate, don't be shaken by the modes. Rather, understand, gunavartanti eva. Because of the modes, I am feeling like this. Yo avatishthati neengate, don't be shaken by it. Understanding that you are spiritual. Just like sometimes we may be in a room, and some people come who are very friendly. Some people come who are very disagreeable. Now, it's not that, you know, we have to just get completely affected by that. Yes, if a disagreeable person has come, you know, we will decide, we will talk a few words with him, we will be very cautious about what we speak. But our life goes on, the disagreeable person will come, it will go after some time. So sometimes friendly person comes, that doesn't mean we just give up everything and just keep chit-chatting with him. We have some things to do, but we will also spend some time talking with that person. So basically, just as sometimes different people of different dispositions come in our room and we deal with them appropriately, but that doesn't mean that we let them determine our entire life. Like that, Krishna says, different emotions will come in your consciousness. Treat them like visitors. Now, our response will be shaped a little bit by them, but we don't let that determine our response, let that alone determine our response. So for that we need our spiritual practices. So sometimes yes, we may not feel like doing, but at least we keep doing. And over a period of time, if we keep doing, we start feeling better. That is the joy of bhakti. Krishna says that yattad agre visham iva pariname amrutopam tat sukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. That which tastes like poison in the beginning, he says in 18.37, will taste like nectar in the end. But when will it taste like nectar? If we are actually persevering through it. Means we are doing the service and trying to have a devotional attitude. I don't have a devotional attitude right now, But I'll try to have. At least if we try, Krishna will help us. And gradually, that poison phase that is there, poison phase means the phase where we don't feel like doing it. That poison phase will end and the nectar phase will begin. And then we'll start feeling like doing it. We'll start feeling joyful while doing it. So yes, when problems are there, we may not be able to be wholehearted in our service. But still we keep doing our service and keep praying to Krishna. Krishna, I really want to do this service well. I know this problem is there and I want to deal with this problem, but I also want to do this service. So please give me the strength to serve you. So if we keep that mood, Krishna will help us. And we don't have to feel very bad if we are not able to do wholeheartedly, because Krishna is a understanding God. Krishna is understanding God, he is not a demanding God. Okay? Yes.
Sorry, will you please explain further that being Udasin means sometimes we feel very nice after chanting or doing some spiritual activities.